remembering that on a rainy Friday morning. I don't know if it's raining in Chicago or Jason, Kansas, though. Good morning, friend.
Good morning. I have not looked out the window yet, so I don't really know if it's raining or not.
Well, and in the city where your house is and your family lives, it is pouring.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
And just a rainy forecast, I'll tell you. Wow.
I mean, I have not looked ahead at that at all.
I mean, we know that June is the best month of the year, the month that your wonderful granddaughter was born. But, I mean, I'll just kind of use that as my contention. But,
sure.
You know, it is, it's a little rainier than I really desire it to be.
Sure. Yeah, that makes sense. I think it's supposed to rain here a little bit today. But what I would rather have rain than the amount of horns and sirens that I encounter in this city.
So, uh-huh. Yes.
Yeah, there's lots and lots of that going on.
You're not going to leave us for Chicago.
No, I am not. There's good things in there, but I think the drawbacks would definitely not bring me here.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah. The Windy City is not winning you over.
No, it's not.
Well, you know, Eau Claire, that U.S. News & World Report poll recently came out as the best city to live in Wisconsin, and they put us at 49th in the country, so.
Nice. Hey, I'm curious what number one was.
Yeah, that's a good question. Yeah. We'll try to dig up that information. But, boy, thank you for your idea and your example, and I finally followed it yesterday in terms of taking all the first Facebook birthday greetings and at least for some of them saying, hey, how about a memory, a story? How did we meet? And that really added to it yesterday. So I had a great birthday.
Yeah, isn't that a great thing to do?
Yeah.
I think sometimes we get a little bit, we feel like we're too self-focused if we say, hey, tell me something about me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I think it's so good if we have this way of improving connection by saying, hey, let's engage over ways in which we know one another, things I think you'd like. And I think that helps people when we ask them specifically, hey, tell me about this.
Well, I mean,
I'm glad you did that.
And it's one way where it makes you think then the rest of the year when you're wishing people a happy birthday. And we make a big deal of birthdays on this show.
Yep.
I mean, we've got 6:20, we do it, and then we birthday wake-up calls and the whole deal. And we enjoy that and the birthday songs. But, like, even when you extend, like, you know this about me. I mean, I like to not just say happy birthday for folks, right? I like to tell them what they mean to me, so.
Right, absolutely. That is true.
Something I'm learning, though, I've since Sunday, going in the scale every day. And I think that's a good practice because you kind of find out, oh, yeah. And, yeah, you know, here's my theory. If you eat more, you're going to weigh more. How about that, huh?
It's weird. Calories in, calories out. the fuel cells for our body. And, yeah, it's weird how that tends to work that way.
Yeah. I mean, I guess somebody could argue because you're always looking to be contrarian, people are, and just go, well, you know, maybe you're a big guy, pretty big person, and you're, you know, going to burn off those calories. I just know, yeah, the scale's been trending up from 185 to 187 since Sunday, so put it that way. So.
Yeah, that'll happen. So I'm probably currently heavier than you are then. So
I'd prefer it that way. You're a lot taller than me.
I am taller than you are. That's true.
And so, It does get the competitive juices going if you're, like, less than me. So, okay.
Sure.
We have been lighthearted here, but it is not a lighthearted day in the world. All sorts. Israel attacks Iran. Full war risk. Operation Rising Lion. World on edge. USA could join. Retaliation fear. Wow, that's a lot of stuff.
There's just so much. It's just so heavy. And I think both go back and forth in terms of how much do I engage with this? Do I take space away from it? And we both like to be informed, but it's really heavy to carry at times.
Yeah, it is. Well, tell you what, I've got the verse today as we close things out here, and we'll keep the music flowing on WWIB. And it's Titus chapter 3, verses 10 and 11. And it says, warn a divisive person once and then warn them a second time. After that, have nothing to do with them. You may be sure that such people are warped and sinful. They are self-condemned. I could ask you for your response, but you've already written one in Letters to the Beloved. So ask your take on what you wrote, which is, there are those in the church who like nothing better than to stir up controversy and disagreement. They seek neither truth nor love, but right and wrong, focusing on whom they believe is in and out and completely miss my heart in the process. You write, Jason Cans, when a person invites you to judge others, Tell them plainly that you will not be a part of it. If they persist, leave the conversation because their twisted thinking does not glorify me. Stirring up division is condemnation enough for them. Final thought.
And, you know, I think there have been times when I have done that myself, right? And I think it's always good to step back and say, how am I being loving? How am I fostering connection? How am I seeking understanding? And, you know, I think we all miss the mark on that at times. And it's good to think about how do we get back to that.
Yeah. So last thing, yesterday Dawson did rapid fire with me, like turn the tables, because we'll do it on other people. And sure. He asked, like, who's the smartest person you know? And I paused and I said, well, my friend Jason Kantz is pretty smart. So there you go.
Well, thank you. That's I'm smiling in my room as I hear you say that.
All right. Have a great day. We'll talk to you soon.
Later. Yeah.
All right, everybody. Jason Kantz, best 5 minutes of the day, WWIB. Well, Father's Day is Sunday. A reminder on that. And let's just face it. I mean, you know, Mother's Day does get a lot of hype, a lot of buildup. And I have to say, even working in the media, it was earlier this week, Caleb, a couple of days ago. And welcome back, by the way.
Thank you.
I was talking to you, and you were like, yeah, Father's Day is this Sunday. I'm like, wow, okay.
Comes up pretty quick.
It does come up quick. But anyhow, signs you're becoming your father and the average age it begins we have for you this morning.
So, according to research, you start becoming your father at age 37, according to a survey. Well, I'm 38 now, so I guess, and I can feel that. I can feel that. And here's the thing. I would say if I can become anything close to what my dad is, I'll feel pretty good about that.
Uh-huh.
But I think just mannerisms and things like that is what this is talking about. And yeah, I feel more and more like a dad, I guess.
Yeah, so not only that, but 68% of those studied say they feel more like their father with every passing year.
37% said they take grilling very seriously because of their dad. I honestly have not gotten to that point yet, but my dad is a very good griller.
I find myself grilling less and less. I don't know why it is, but right now it's because it's just raining.
Yeah.
So. And over one in three, 35%, say they get their handy skills from them. Listen, my dad was a lot handier than I am.
That's I can echo that as well. I am also not handy at all.
Yeah.
I married a woman who is, thank goodness.
Me too. My wife is very much so, too.
But
yeah.
Maybe if I work on the grilling side of things. Again.
I wash dishes.
I don't know. Upper 30s now, I need to be at some point attaining these skills.
Yeah.
Well, something that everyone can do, young and old, men and women, is support our one-day challenge. And that's coming up this Thursday. We did this last year for the first time as part of our We've Got Your Back campaign, Havlo. And it's two local organizations led by WIB listeners, Tony Faulkner and Vets Fighting for Vets. We'll hear from him in a moment. And Rick Yoder with Liberty Sales. And so next Thursday, and people can certainly give an early gift at WWIB.com right now. There's a big red bar at the top of the page. But we're trying to turn $500 from our sponsors into, Lord willing, at least $5,000 in just a single day.
Yeah, so that's a tall order. And again, we've known in the past that a lot of that weight goes here on the morning show listeners. And so be thinking about that.
Yeah. And again, as you think about that, we'll be playing some little sound bites from Rick and from Tony throughout the days coming up. So you can understand a little bit more about who and what you're supporting. Here's Tony Faulkner from Vets Fighting for Vets.
22 veterans that lose their life by their own hand a day. We do the ruck for the 22. It's a day of just remembrance. Basically, it's just a walk. It's a group event. We just walk 22K for those 22 veterans. We also, on Thanksgiving, we provide Thanksgiving meals. Some of our great sponsors help donate hams, turkeys. We put a whole meal together. We find veteran families, and we all they got to do is basically throw it in the oven. Christmas time, with our fundraising and stuff, we help veterans, families that are struggling at times, to help them with Christmas presents, wants and needs, to help relieve that burden, because we all know that can be a big struggle and a burden on anybody. We also offer equine therapy. We can have veteran families come out. They can do equine therapy. We have horses there. They don't even have to ride a horse. Just that therapeuticness with horses has shown to really help. There's a lot of places that offer it, and I think it's a really good program. We do riding for the 22. It's a motorcycle ride on July 13th out of Downsville, Wisconsin. It's a big fundraiser for us. Five stops along the way, a little get-together afterwards, and everybody's welcome. Veterans, civilians, anybody. Gun raffles. We have all sorts of stuff to fill the day, and usually it's a beautiful day just to reflect on that.
Again, one of two organizations that you will be helping us benefit on our one-day challenge this Thursday, June 19th. And you're certainly welcome to give an early gift at wwib.com/we've got your back or right at the top of the page. That's our friend Tony Faulkner from Menominee. Less than 10 minutes before 8 o'clock, and it's high time we get you caught up, friends, on everything you might have missed in the past week in news, sports, politics, and pop culture. It's a public service of the WIB Wake Up Show, and we bring it to you in condensed form because we respect your time. So we call it Headlines, and here we go.
Turns out robbing a bank may not be worth it. In addition to the likelihood that you'll get caught, you'll only make around $4,000 for the federal crime.
Yes, but the free suckers are so worth it.
May want to rethink that.
In Germany, a woman living with more than 40 goats was evicted from her rental house.
Yeah, the landlord had no trouble getting the woman to leave, but the animals refused. When that happens, who are you going to call? Goatsbusters.
There you go.
A study found that men may recover from the flu faster than women because their bodies contain a greater amount of a protein that helps recovery.
And here I thought it was because guys with the flu stay in bed complaining while women with the flu still cook, shop, and do the laundry.
Yeah, that too.
Another study proved that people lose more weight if they keep a record of everything they eat.
I don't have to. Everything I eat is already written on that big board behind the register at McDonald's.
Helpful.
Science tells us a dog's short-term memory lasts for less than 2 minutes.
Could someone please tell me why I'm digging this hole? A would-be car thief in Ireland threw a concrete block to smash a car window. The block bounced off the window, hit the man in the head, and knocked him unconscious.
What career choice do you have after you realize that you're not even good at street crime?
Politics.
And finally, the American Heart Association said pumping a little iron can help elderly nursing home residents gain strength for everyday life.
For instance, when some guy's trying to cut in line for the tapioca.
That's mine.
Those are your headlines, and now you're all caught up. Well, you know him from trivia as Paul from Willard, but maybe you'll soon be knowing his name more as the founder of Different Ministry with his wife, Nicole. Paul Ketter-Henry from Willard joins us on the WIB Wake Up Show. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Doing well, and wanted to talk to you a little bit about the ministry that you founded. I don't know if folks have been able to hear your story. Hopefully they have. That you've been able to recount here on the year before, too, of how God rescued you from the throes of addiction. And now he's been leading you and your wonderful wife, Nicole, to create a nonprofit, and you are bringing in national Christian artists to a professional stage that's being built in Willard, Wisconsin for benefit concerts every third Saturday from May through October, June through October this year to benefit that ministry. So tell us a little bit more. For one thing, Jason Gray coming a week from tomorrow. Got to be really excited for that.
Oh, yeah. We're really happy to have him for our grand opening. And some of the other artists we have booked throughout this year are just going to be amazing. But yeah, we bought this property a few years ago and built a house on it. And we all said we wanted to use our land to honor God. And God called us to start this recovery ministry. But when I asked God, how do I start? He told me to build a stage. And I had no idea why or what it was for. But I just said, okay, God, I'm here. And so we did. We are just finishing up this week a 53-foot by 36-foot with a back green room, full professional stage on our property with a professional sound system. But the best part about it is it's surrounded by 70-foot oak trees, and it's like this natural amphitheater in the middle of the woods. It just, it's God's calling in God's creation, and it's just a beautiful natural setting just to enjoy and worship and praise our Lord that has done so much for us.
A concert venue like no other. And again, you know, sometimes you see concerts where it's just the back of a hay wagon or something like that. And no disrespect to that. But this, again, is a real professional venue and probably like nothing Western and Central Wisconsin has seen before because of those 70-foot oaks around. And like you mentioned, full professional stage and sound. Going to be an amazing place for national Christian artists to come. And the reason you are bringing them in is to benefit the nonprofit that you and your wife founded. And tell us more about Different Ministry and specifically the Made New Recovery program that this benefits.
Yeah, Different Ministry is just the whole name after Micah Tyler's song, Different. Because when we get saved, we are different. And As you said, my past is from addiction, from cocaine, and I was pretty much a town drunk, and I was delivered completely from alcohol at a snap of a finger just at my surrender to Christ. And God called me to understand and realize that there are a lot of people that may come to Christ or haven't come to Christ that still struggle with that addiction. And it's not just chemically. It could be a porn addiction. It could be eating addiction. But God has helped us form a recovery program that's surrounded up around repentance and the scripture and relationship with Christ and utilizing the Holy Spirit to help guide us through life and to help protect us from that sin of addiction that the devil shoots them fiery darts. Ephesians 6, you know, the armor of God is one of our main logos on our shirts for Made New Recovery, which you can purchase at the concert. So, we actually have a church in one other place that is confirmed that they're going to be starting our program shortly here. And it's just a way for me to help others get that freedom in Christ and feel the true peace and joy and a hope, not just a hope of something happening, but a hope of salvation that only comes through the blood that was shed on the cross.
And again, you talk about hope, Paul. It's so much beyond just hope for this life, just saying, man, I just want to beat this. I want to beat this addiction. It's hope that goes beyond this life, that there's something more. There's something better. There's a reason to live, and that's Jesus Christ. That's the hope of heaven, Amen. The hope that we have in him. And again, folks can find out more at differentministry.org. That's differentministry.org. That's the one place where you can get tickets. Again, differentministry.org to get tickets to see Jason Gray in Willard 1 week from tomorrow. And again, this is a rain or shine event. It is going to be an amazing concert venue. And again, I have never, ever once regretted going to a Christian concert, especially a Jason Gray concert. And so, Paul, we just hope folks will find out more. And again, the Made New Recovery program, these things are not inexpensive, and you want to be able to have those in it, not have to pay, correct? And that's why fundraising is necessary. And Lord willing, lots of people will support.
And not just that, but we want to start a tuition also for people who may need detox or any professional counseling that we can't handle. We want to be able to take away any of them roadblocks. But yeah, come out the 21st. It's going to be a great day starting at 4:30 for the VIPs. Bring an empty stomach. We're going to have food. There's merch tables for Jason Gray, his way, and for ourselves. And just come out and worship God in a beautiful setting that we're using this to honor him. This is all about Jesus and what can we do. We're called to go reach people, and this is how we're doing it.
Again, differentministry.org. That's differentministry.org. Get your tickets. Jason Gray coming to Willard. And again, new professional concert venue surrounded by those 70-foot oaks. What a glorious opportunity to bring glory to the Master, to the Creator. Paul, I'm sure we'll catch up with you again soon here. This is the first of many concerts, but we hope folks will say, hey, I'm going to set aside that Saturday and make sure to support. Great to chat with you, my friend.
Yep. Just remember, every third Saturday through the summer, we'll have something going on.
Find out more at differentministry.org and get those tickets.
The best of the week on a Friday morning, WWIB. We've had some different co-hosts in here at different times. Caleb and I back together today, at least. And here you go, summing up the last 5 days.
We have on the phone my wonderful sister, Grace Halverson.
The advice my father always gave me is to brush my teeth.
Oh, yeah.
And shut off the light.
There we go. Those are classics.
Yeah, I looked at it yesterday and I thought, oh, I should be able to ride my bike to work in the morning. And here we are with big drops falling from the sky. So,
would you just look at you? I mean, think about how your life has changed in the last year. You're Mr. Exercise now, walking, hiking, and all this other stuff. And it wasn't you before.
It was not me before, but I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying being outside and moving my body.
What was your first job?
It was a paper boy. Let's break the silence. It's time to talk. Men are struggling in silence. Men die by suicide at more than twice the rate of women globally. Suicide is the third leading cause of death among people ages 15 to 29. These are not just numbers. There are lives lost. to silence and stigma. From childhood, it says, boys are told, man up, don't cry, be tough. It says these messages don't build resilience, they build isolation. It's not men who are weak, it's the stigma that's deadly. Talking is not weakness, it's strength. What we can do is, for boys, for men, for all of us, let's change how we talk about strength, emotion, and mental health.
Hello, my name is Wendy. I'm calling from Chippewa, and my dad always told me not to argue about religion and politics. And I think that politics is especially a good thing right now with the way things are going in the world, and it has caused a lot of family problems, so I don't talk about it.
How many languages do you speak?
English, and I'm working on it. Well, Caleb, you talk about running a fair amount. You mentioned that you went running even before the show, but do you run barefoot?
I do not. I
didn't think you did, but this next story is about barefoot run records. Yeah, Alberto Parisset is recognized for running 211 barefoot marathons. Yeah.
What? 26.2 miles, 211 times, and each time he did it barefoot.
Those are some tough feet.
Those calluses
Wow. Have
to be something else on those gentlemen.
I guess.
Hi, this is Jerome Jacobs from Knapp. Wonderful blessing to have this station for 50 years, and you've heard most of it. WWIB is the only station I listen to.
Our friend who's now on the line, Rebecca Husted from Beacon Mental Health Resources. Tell me about what Jerome meant to you and your family. He went to be with the Lord last year, so just over a year ago. So.
He did, yes. And then I believe his birthday would have been Monday. So that was so sweet of you to remember him. Jerome knew me my entire life. He was actually the one to introduce my parents to each other. He knew them as children as well. And so I guess you could say he's the one to blame for me being here.
Oh, yeah.
He introduced them. The stories that people would tell, like, everybody knew him, and he was constantly serving others.
Uh-huh.
And although, like, I knew it on some level, and I know that we're all special to Jerome, but I always grew up feeling like my family, that we were special to him. And then I come to find out, like, that's who he is.
I know.
Everyone is special to him. And yeah. He is just constantly loving and serving other people. So my oldest is actually named after him because we were just so overwhelmed.
And pineapple on pizza, yes or no?
Yes.
Okay.
Love you. Have a great day.
Yeah, I love you, Dad.
Love you, too.
Happy birthday.
Yes, of course. Pineapple on pizza.